Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The Chicago public schools are facing a shortage of black and brown educators. According to CPS CEO Janice Jackson, black and brown children make up nearly 90% of students in CPS, but just half the teachers are white. Put another way, teachers are not mirroring the demographics of their classrooms. In October, Chicago announced the Teach Chicago Tomorrow initiative in order to fight the lack of black and Latina educators. The program is partnered with the City Colleges of Chicago and Illinois State University and aims to aid black and brown students in Chicago to become educators in CPS. After students earn their associate degree through the City Colleges, they can earn their bachelor's degree in a program from Illinois State University. Following a year of student teaching and receiving their Illinois teaching license, CPS has promised graduates jobs in its school. The program is set to launch next year. Joining us today to talk about this initiative is Dr. Maria Luisa Zamudio. She's Executive Director for the National Center for Urban Education at Illinois State University. Hello, Maria. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Also, we're speaking with Jennifer O'Malley, who is the director of the Chicago Teacher Education Pipeline at Illinois State. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Daniel Jackson, who's an Illinois State graduate and second grade teacher at Arthur Dixon Elementary in Chicago. Daniel, thank you for coming on as well.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to begin with Maria, with you, let's set a baseline here. Why is it important for students to see teachers who look like them and grew up and understand what life is like in the communities that they're living in?
Well, thank you for the question. We think and we know, by our experience that students actually who see students, professors and teachers who look like them are, they can succeed. More in the classroom, and they can identify themselves with the teachers. So it has been, something that we have observed in some of the cohorts and some of the programs that we have continued, working with, and also even, in ISU. So I can give an example for some of the students that we worked in the past in cohorts in some of the programs. We have teachers who were teachers of colors, for some of the teachers who were likeness of African-American. And having those teachers understanding the culture, their communities, that was a big help for the students actually to learn in the environment.
Jen, I want to ask you about Illinois State and Chicago Public Schools have been partnered for 10 years on something called the Step Up program. Can you tell us about that and how it might differ from Teach Chicago Tomorrow?
Sure. The Step Up program, one of the tenets of our program that stands out is that we are partnered with a number of community organizations within Chicago that do education work also. So that allows us to be able to connect with community members and families as well as schools and come in alongside them to do the work of education. So our Step Up program is a summer internship for rising juniors and seniors where they live with host families in one of our five partner communities. They participate and co-teach in summer school, both in CPS or in a community-based organization that has a summer academic summer program. They work and intern in community-based organizations, and they also take a number of seminars in urban education. So that program is for any education student, and it will be incorporated into the Teach Chicago Tomorrow initiative. But the Teach Chicago Tomorrow initiative will be working with them all 4 years instead of just the summer and their student teaching up here in Chicago.
Okay. Daniel Jackson, I want to bring you into the conversation now. Can you talk about what effect you see among students when they see themselves in their teachers, right? When they feel represented by their teachers?
Definitely. Well, I think when I think of teachers who look like me, I think about my teachers when I was a child in Chicago Public Schools. The teachers who looked like me had a deeper connection. They were the people who were living in our communities. They will walk us home if we felt that we were unsafe or something like that. They will, even if we had to be disciplined, they will walk to our homes. They knew those communities. They talked to our parents. They looked like our parents. They taught us how to be critical thinkers. They shopped at our local stores. They worship at our local churches. These were teachers who were basically like family members. And that is something that I know Chicago Public Schools loves to create, a family-oriented environment for our students, because we want our children to feel that they can trust their teachers, their leaders, and their communities.
So it sounds like this is not just about academic performance, right? But the whole, what is that called? Social and emotional learning of students as well? Yeah, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so within Chicago Public Schools, one of the biggest initiatives for teachers to not just teach. Teaching is not just on the academic side of learning, but there is a social emotional learning environment where we have to nurture our children, do daily check-ins so we can see how are our children doing. Sometimes when people who can't, who does not look like them, it's difficult for them to relate to the children. For example, I know there was problems that I had at elementary school. There were some teachers who I did not feel comfortable with speaking with because they just did not, they couldn't relate towards my situation. And I know sometimes our students often feel that way. And we want to make sure that we're providing that nurturing environment where they feel comfortable enough to ask us questions and to just speak with us on their well-being.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking about a program aiming to get more Black and Brown educators in front of Black and Brown students, specifically in the city of Chicago. It's a program that partners with Illinois State University. We're speaking with Maria Luisa Zamudio, who's director of the National Center for Urban Education at Illinois State. Also, Jennifer O'Malley, director of the Chicago Teacher Education Pipeline at Illinois State. And Daniel Jackson, who's an Illinois State graduate and a second grade teacher at Arthur Dixon Elementary in Chicago. Maria, can you talk about the process for students in this program? How does it differ from somebody who comes to Illinois State from somewhere else and goes into the College of Education who are not in the Teach Chicago Tomorrow program?
Well, thanks for the question. I think this is important for, you know, to people to know how this process is going to happen. So we're working in collaboration, you know, the three institutions, CPS, community colleges, and ISU. And what we're going to do is we're working in recruiting students who want to become teachers from CPS that will transition to community college, City College of Chicago. And we're going to work together the first summer, the three institutions to transition the students in a summer program. So we're going to offer all the support they need to transition to community college. And then they go for 1 year community college. Then the second summer, they go community college and ISU to transition to the second year. And the third summer, they do another summer program and transition to ISU. The difference between, you know, what we have in place on campus is that we're going to bring the classes to Chicago. So we're going to teach the classes in ISU in Chicago, and we're going to bring the program, all the curriculum, and all the classes and faculty to teach in Chicago. So the access in the program is going to be for the students, where they're going to be working with us and with the communities and the schools and observing. So they're going to be at home. And we're going to work in collaboration with Community College and CPS to work together to this transition from Community College to go all the way for the two institutions and then go back and teach in CPS. And with some summers, you know, in between every summer, so the students actually feel supported all the way.
Oh, that's so interesting. So they're not actually going to be going to Bloomington Normal. Jen, can you talk about that aspect of the program? Do you think that will somehow make it easier on the students in the program, or maybe incentivize them more to stay in Chicago for their teaching career somehow?
Sure. So, you know, ISU is the largest teacher preparer of teachers in Illinois, and CPS has the most students of all the school districts. And so we've always had students come down, like Daniel, to ISU for education and then come back and teach in CPS. And we worked with many of those students over the years, but we'd like to increase that access. So as Maria said, you know, one of the barriers is definitely relocating to Bloomington Normal for those students. And so we wanted to bring this premier program in partnership with City Colleges and allow students to do all 4 years living in Chicago and be able to complete an ISU degree at the end, staying in at home. And I think that, you know, we'll also, as Maria said, be able to give them experiences in the summer in different communities and with different schools. And I think that will increase their preparation for when they become teachers at the end of the 4 years.
And Maria, we're talking about a program that is focused on Chicago educators of colors. Are there teacher programs that are focused on Black and Brown communities in other parts of the state, or is this a need in other parts of the state the way it is in Chicago?
Well, I think it's always a need. I can talk about my experience in other programs in the past. We work in 2011 through 2017 with a program in the Chicago area. We're talking about Grace Lake in Waukegan, where the need of transitioning paraprofessionals was there as well. And we work mostly with bilingual teachers, transition by paraprofessionals to bilingual teachers. And we found that the access also, you know, was needed there. And because of the population of those areas, teachers of color were needed. And this is exactly what we work in with this student. So we transitioned, you know, paraprofessionals into teachers. And I assume and I know that in other areas is the need. We also work with Peoria, with Decatur, with the programs that we have here on campus, and we have the partners with them and in the past as well. So definitely is a need, I think, you know, in the state of Illinois, working with this program. So this, we know that the College of Education, our Dean Wolfinger, he's very, you know, supportive of these programs. He's working on other initiatives as well. What we want is to have more of the access for the students. And of course, you know, students of color and working with the communities and closely with them.
And Daniel, I want to bring you back into the conversation. I think we all remember that one teacher, at least one teacher, having a lasting positive effect on us, no matter how big or small. Shout out to Mr. Kopaczynski for me. Can you talk about your experience in Chicago Public Schools and then Illinois State and what inspired you to return to Chicago to be an educator there?
Well, I definitely think that the teachers that I had through elementary school and high school were the ones that molded me to become a teacher. This is not just the decision I made in high school and college. I definitely made this decision very young based off the efforts and involvement my teachers had in my life. They were the ones who I could depend on in addition to my family support. They were loyal. They were open-minded. They made me become a critical thinker. And that is something I said I wanted to see in myself through another generation. And this gave me that mindset. Well, you know what? I can become a teacher. Now, I did not see many Black men in our buildings. And that's what really gave me that mindset to say, you know what? I think I can make a change by being a Black male in Chicago public schools, because that's something that I did not often see in my classrooms as a core teacher in the math studies or reading, social studies or science studies.
How would, do you think a program like this would have helped you in your college education and your path to becoming a teacher?
Definitely, because it would have led me to more mentors. I know that was Illinois State provided me with great teachers, but I had to seek out the mentors who I wanted to help me. And I know it was a little difficult by seeking for them versus this program, Teach Chicago Tomorrow. They will be providing the mentors and people who are going to support you throughout your four-year career, your undergraduate career, and then throughout your Chicago Public Schools career.
We've only got about a minute left in our conversation. I wonder if you can talk about how has teaching this most unusual academic year been for you in the pandemic? Are you doing Zoom classroom sort of thing this year, or what is your teaching life like now in 2020?
Yes, so our teaching platform has transformed throughout the entire curriculum. It's all digital, and it is made so that all materials can be accessible for children who have Wi-Fi, and we've ensured that all of our students have Wi-Fi through different programs in Chicago Public Schools. But I know that this teaching style has changed. We're meeting on Google Meets. We're using Google Meets as our platform, and children are very involved by you're asking them to say, hey, we want you to think different. It's not hard for children to think different because they have young minds. And if you encourage them enough and you keep them involved, I always keep my kids active through a little dance every 30 to 45 minutes, just so they can make sure that they are engaged in the lessons, because that was something that we found difficult for our students. How do we engage our students, keep them connecting, keep them coming back, because they have a choice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we need to take our own little dance here and take a break on the 21st. I want to thank my guests have been Daniel Jackson, who's an Illinois State grad and a second grade teacher at Arthur Dixon Elementary in Chicago. Also, Jen O'Malley, director of the Chicago Teacher Education Pipeline at Illinois State University, and Maria Luisa Zamudio, who is executive director of the National Center for Urban Education at Illinois State. Thank you all for being here so much on the 21st. More to come after a short break.